Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Master Jesus. Our God is an awesome God. This is Prophet Chukwuemeka Emmanuel Okeke with a very important message for you all. God bless you wherever you're watching from. God bless you wherever you're watching from. I want to say a big thank you to everyone of you that have been watching our video. A big thank you to everyone of you that have been sharing our videos. A big thank you to everyone of you that have been supporting us. And liking the page, telling your friends, you know, being inspired through these teachings. I want to say God bless you and God encourage you and God do for you what you can do for yourself in the name of Jesus. Alright, from today I want to talk about a very important topic that the Lord has placed in my heart to explain to our viewers. You might have known this as a revelation, you might have known this through your time of study, but it's a consign to the body of Christ in the sense that how can you say you are a Christian and you are united in Christ Jesus? You love Jesus, you speak in tongues, you pray in tongues, but yet you are having issues. Your business is perishing, your life seems to be perishing, your marriage is crashing, your business, your work, relationship is, everything seems to be in the mess, and yes, you pray every single day. What is the secret? Why is that you've been praying, fasting, you've not really gotten to that high that you're supposed to have gotten to, but you pray every day, you attend every vigil, you're punctual to church, you do cleaning in the church, but yet it looks like you're in a fixed position. What is the secret? What is going on? Well, I'm here to educate you on that, and there is something I believe that you are missing, and when I found that, it changed my entire life. And I believe that same thing is going to change your entire life for good in the name of Jesus. So today I want to talk to you about why do we Christians perish? Why do Christians perish? What is the secret? What is it that we Christians are missing? We fast, we pray. What is that some of the Christians, not all the Christians, what is that some of the Christians are missing? Now, let's find out what is the word perish. When you talk about the word perish, what does it actually mean? Now, perish means to die. Sudden way, especially in a sudden way, or to lose something. Qualities, rot or decay, all this is not perishing. Your business can perish. Your life can perish. Yeah, you can die. So what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? So things can perish. When you lose your soul, you're perished. Your business can perish. Your marriage can perish. Your career can perish. A lot of things can die. Whenever anything dies, it doesn't mean it has to die. When you lose your job, it has perished already. When you lose yourself, you have perished already. So that is it. So perish. The word perish means to be destroyed. So what does the Bible have to say? Why? What is the thing the Bible talked about that actually leads to people being perished? Now we go to the book of Hosea. Hosea 4 verse 6 said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now the Bible says something important. If you read Hosea 4 verse 6, King James Version, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. People perish for lack of knowledge. People perish for lack of knowledge. When you hear the word destroy, it means perish. People perish for lack of knowledge. So the reason why people perish in life, perish in business, perish in that career is because they lack knowledge. You as a Christian, you call yourself a Christian, but if I ask you how many books have you read, how many Christian books have you read this year, you can't even boast about them, books that you've read this year. And then if you don't acquire this knowledge, then how then do you think you're going to excel? You think because a man of God has laid down and said you'll prosper, yes, he has declared that you'll prosper, but if you don't have the working knowledge of that prosperity, you won't be able to prosper. I don't think God can meet a little child and entrust him with 10 billion naira. Knowing fully well that the child have not gained or acquired enough knowledge to be able to measure up to the amount of money he's receiving. Sometimes we ask for God financial breakthrough, but yet, the reason we ask for that financial breakthrough is just for us to go to club, oppress our friends, show other people that we can make money, oppress our uncles that have refused to help us. This is not the reason why you should seek for financial breakthroughs. When you sit down and ask yourself, why is it I'm praying and asking God to give financial breakthrough? Why? Because you want to get the most expensive car. You want to show people that you're a big boy. You want to wear the best of clothes. If this is the reason why you want to be financially free, then my brother, you are having the wrong reason. You are lacking knowledge in there. God is willing and capable of providing of all our desire. That's true. But at least make your desire according to His will. Not just according to His will, but you have to acquire this knowledge. I don't think I can wake up one morning and see a guy that didn't go to primary school, didn't go to secondary school, didn't go to university, or like I said, didn't go to high school, didn't go to college, didn't go to anywhere. I entrusted with 100 million there, have no work experience, and I entrusted with 100 million there. That would be a waste of money. He's going to spend that money. In fact, the money would kill him because he's not going to know how to make use of that money. So that is why you need to acquire knowledge. Now let's look at another verse that talks so much about knowledge. Now we go to the book of Romans 12 verse 2 says, "And do not be conformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Now the only way your mind can be renewed is through knowledge. Not praying in tongues. Yeah, praying in tongues edifies our mind, edifies our spirit man. Praying in tongues has to do with more of our spirit. For he who prays in tongues edifies himself. But now we're talking about the spirit man there. But this time around, I'm talking about knowledge. So he said that, "And do not be conformed by this world to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." So in order for you to acquire greater wisdom, greater height in life, you have to constantly renew your mind. And the only way you can renew it is by knowledge. You have to read something. You have to know something. Whenever I pray, I used to feel those goosebumps all over me. And because I used to feel those goosebumps, I used to be afraid of it. Whenever I'm praying and I feel goosebumps, I open my eyes because I'm scared. I was lacking knowledge in that part. I never knew what it means. Until one day I read a book that said that those things I was feeling was the presence of God. And because I knew it was the presence of God, whenever I'm praying, I don't feel scared again. I focus more, I believe. In fact, it actually made me to enjoy my prayer because knowing that God is there with me. So the knowledge has given me a level of understanding and has taken me deeper into a good relationship with God. The reason why you're having issues, the reason why you're saying, how come I'm a child of God? How come business is failing? Is because you're lacking knowledge in that aspect. If you need healing, study books on healing and know how healing works. If you need to acquire faith, study books that has to do with faith and know how this faith works. If you need to prophesy, study books that have to do with prophecy and find out how you can receive this gift from God and how to operate in it. After all, Paul said, desire that ye may prophesy. Desire that you may prophesy. So desire it. That means there is a way to desire. There is a way to learn it. See, if the people that practice voodoo can teach people how to do their voodoo, how much more God, who is the giver of all things, don't you know it can be taught? Healing can be taught. So I would say, how can healing be taught? When you study the Bible, you find out how Jesus Christ healed. And you try it, and it works. True faith, it works. You are taught from the Bible. I've not seen Jesus like one-on-one appearing to me in the chair, like I'm touching him and looking at him. I've not seen him, but I've had an encounter with him. But I've not seen him like sitting down with me and one-on-one touching him. But yet, I believe in him. I believe strongly in him. In fact, I know him. I know Jesus. No, what I mean, I know him. I mean, from the Bible, from the wonders, from the miracles, from the testimonies, I know him. I'm not going to say I believe. I know him. I know he can. I might not know all of him, and you can't know all of him, but I know him. I know Jesus. I know Jesus loves me. I know I love Jesus. I know I don't love him enough the way he loves me, because the way he loves me cannot be explained, but I know Jesus. I know he cares for me. I know he cares for you. I know you're watching this, and I know you're being blessed, and I know a knowledge is coming into you right now. So as a Christian, you need to ask yourself, what is the thing you're looking for? What is that thing that makes us perish? The Bible said that my people are perishing for lack of knowledge. So knowledge is the cause of the reason why we perish. Knowledge is the reason why we perish. Knowledge is the reason why we perish. Now in the book of Job 36, verse 20, it said, "But if they do not listen, they perish by the sword and die without knowledge." So one can die without knowledge. When you don't have knowledge, you're dead. When you don't have knowledge, you perish by the sword. For example, right now, let me give you a better example. It is raining, and you're driving your car. You're running at a very high speed. You're running probably 120 kilometers per hour. You're moving, and you know it is raining heavily. What is the tendency of you having an accident when you match your brake? If something comes up suddenly, you know you're going to crash. Knowledge is the thing that will tell you that it is raining, my brake is not going to be effective. My brake is not going to be effective as it once was because it is raining. I'm going to have challenges when I try to match the brake because it is raining. It is knowledge that is going to activate that to you. But without that knowledge, you're going to be running, believing that everything's going to be okay, and then you crash and you lose your life. That is perishing. Knowledge is you knowing that if the gas is on, if you come to your house and you perceive leaking gas, you don't turn on the light. That is knowledge. But if you don't have that knowledge, you turn on the light and you perish, you're consumed. Knowledge is the thing that makes you to excel in life. See, you can pray as much as you want, fast as much as you want, if you don't have that knowledge, the working knowledge of God, the knowledge that activates things and brings them into existence, you are never going to excel. So spend your time, get books, read books, listen to sermons, listen to all these great men of God that God has been dealing with, using them mightily. Learn from them, be impacted through knowledge. It's not just about reading. You're going to be impacted through reading. You're going to be impacted through watching. Okay? Study. Take your time and study the Bible. Find out what Jesus has done. Are you having financial challenges? What did Jesus say about financial challenges? Gold and silver belongs to Jesus. Okay, yes, gold and silver belongs to God, and God is my Father. How do I assess it? These are the things. Find books on prosperity. Christian books on prosperity. Oyedepo books on prosperity. So many men of God books on prosperity. Find them, read that, read it, study it, understand what you are missing, and key into it. Try it. They have been doing it. It's working for them. Do it yourself, and you get the same result, or even much better. You want to know who the Holy Spirit is? Get books, read about it, go to the Bible, study on the Holy Spirit, find out the places where you go. Thank God for Google. You can Google verses about Holy Spirit. It will show you verses where Holy Spirit appeared or is mentioned. Then you study them to find out who is this Holy Spirit and how can I befriend, can I build a good relationship with Him, and what are the benefits of being friends with the Holy Spirit. These things are going to help you to grow more and more in the things of the Lord. And not seeing what you see is a seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything shall be added to you. If you seek God, you will have everything, because finding God is before you find God, you have to acquire knowledge. Finding God is acquiring knowledge, finding Him, knowing Him. What does He love? What does He like? How do I please Him? The more you're finding these things, you're so much in love with Him. He is worrying about you, He is blessing you. Because, see, if your father has 50 properties, 50 landed properties, and you know only 10. If your father dies, you only have 10 properties. So the reason why you are even enjoying the little salary you're receiving, 5,000 naira or 10,000 naira a month, is because you just know that God is providing there. But there is more. God is saying there is more beyond this. You're saying, I want to take you higher. Most of us complain, saying, I'm a Christian, but I don't hear the voice of God. But yet God speaks every day. Get books, get tapes, get sermons that have to talk about how you can understand the voice of God. Listen to them, find out it, meditate on it, and try to hear the voice of God. I believe this has been a blessing to you. I'm sorry I talked too fast. I talked very fast. But before the end of this, I'm gonna extend it and make it look like I'm talking very slow, so that way you can grab everything. But then again, you can still repeat the video and rewatch it again, or I don't know, download it to your phone and watch over and over and get the message, because we need to know that we are created to prosper. God created us that we may prosper. The prosperity of this world belongs. See, Abraham is the owner of this world. This earth is for Abraham. God has signed, said, through you I will be made nation. All the nations you've seen on this earth came through Abraham. Most of the nation, 80% or 90% of everybody here, came from Abraham lineage. The earth was given to Abraham. And if you have about 90% of the earth, you have the whole earth. Stop thinking every time we challenge the devil. The devil, your challenge has been defeated. God, Jesus Christ has ended the war between you and the devil, but you are lacking knowledge. Now, the Bible says, we are not ignorant of the device of the devil. Don't be ignorant of the device of the devil. How does the devil work? He doesn't have the power. He manipulates things. If you have the knowledge and you understand when he's manipulating things, you know that it is the devil working. I can be stressed, for example. My body can be stressed, for example, because my spirit can never be stressed. If I get back home and my wife begins to yell, ranting, and it is wisdom, it is true knowledge that I know that, hey, probably she was stressed. I won't yell back, because when I yell back, then an argument comes and fight breaks. But I can use wisdom because of knowledge. I can tell, she's stressed too. I'm stressed. Let me suck mine in and endure hers. Okay, maybe what's the problem? When she's done with her and she gets better, I tell her mine. Then we solve our own issue. That is knowledge. So I pray for you that wherever you're watching from me from that, you begin to take out time to study. Be hungry. See, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be fun to start studying. No. Honestly, it's not going to be hungry. Sometimes you're going to feel like, don't read it, just watch movies or something. But you need to force yourself. That is what they call discipline. You have to discipline yourself to want to read, to want to listen to these sermons. And as you do it, you start enjoying it. Because the things of this world has conformed our body. But you have to know that you are a born again Christian. Your spirit is a new spirit. But pretty much in an old body. But you have to decorate, just like coming to a house, you have to be the one to decorate the house. If you move into a new apartment, you have to be the one. You might not be to your deck, but you have to be the one to decorate it. Your spirit mind is a new person in you because you're born again Christian. So now you need to start decorating your spirit, your body, the way the spirit wants it to look like. And before you know it, there's a channel for the spirit of God to speak right through you. So I believe this has been a blessing to you. God loves you. If you have a question you want to ask me, you can ask down below. This, and I'm going to be doing a lot of teaching on healing as well. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Shalom. Thank you to everyone of you that have been supporting us financially, praying for us as well, and so many other ways and sharing this video. God loves you and I love you. Cheers. Bye.